couple of the Chavarim here in Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem. We were zeichet to begin last week the remarkable Sefer Das Midos Sechah from Rav Schwartz and Bilvavi Mishkan Evne as a little bit of a bracket within our work over the years in Mesillas Yesharim with the Parish of Bilvavi. As I explained last week, some of you might not have heard, been there, but this Sefer in particular is focused on the Yesod HaOfer, that part of us that's called Yesod HaOfer, Earth. And the reason that I wanted to spend time in this particular Sefer was because more and more the sense that I get, I think that we all are getting, is that a lot of the kids and the adults are struggling not only with the taivis, the sugi of Yosef Atzadik, but with a certain heaviness and a sadness, despair, depression. And there are many wonderful aitzes that we have from the tzaddik. We've had to deal with this terrible problem. Then, especially before Mashiach comes, there's a very, very heavy Marish Shechera that's in the world, which Hashem will disappear very soon. But in order to engage in this avoda, to be masakin this mida of atzvus, of atzlus, we have to understand the shayrish, the root of that mida. And that's what we began to talk about last week. So this last week and this week is really some preliminary work before going into offer itself. And the rest of the sefer is about the mida of offer. We first have to understand bachlal what midas is. That's what we were talking last week about, three types of midas. There's the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Hashem Karach Machan. Obviously, there's no tikkun midas as far as Hashem's concerned. Those are the perfect midas of Hashem that He's revealed in the world. The second type of midas that we have are the midas of the Nefesh Elokis, the midas of who we are be'etzim, the essence of who we are as Jews, the Nefesh Elokis, which the midas of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, and Netzach, Hagis, and Amalchus. The Neshama is never damaged by any thought, word, or action in our lives. The Neshama is Mum Ein Bach, Yafa Ad Rayasi Ke Tirza. Perfect. It's not damaged. The midas of Elokus within us don't require any tikkun at all. They are what they are. It's the third type of midah that is the challenge of our lives. And the third type of midah, of course, is the midas of the Nefesh HaBahamas. The midas of the Nefesh HaBahamas, which are related to the guf, which are the outcome of that connection between the Neshama and the guf. So there, when it comes to the midas of the Nefesh HaBahamas, which correspond, Chesed and Gevurah and so on, the midas of the Nefesh HaBahamas, there is the tachlis of our lives to work on, to be misakin. But in order to understand how that tikkun works, we have to first realize, and Rav Schwartz was explaining last week, we have to realize that the cause of this need for a tikkun is, of course, Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas Toivara. The Eitz HaChayim is Kulei Chai, V'chai L'Olam. There's no tikkun that would be necessary, but the Eitz Hadas is Toivara. We learn that the Rambam calls me this, right? Deis, Hilchas Deis. And a daya, which is the deeper word for a midah, a daya is something that could either be naita, l'tayv, or l'ra. Ever since the chait of Adam and Chava, one's das can either be drawn towards tayv, in which case the midas of the guf of the Nefesh HaBahamas are going to be used, l'tayv, even kas, we spoke about last week, which is very hard, or gaiva, and other midas are going to be swept into the world of tayv, of kedushin, of tayv. The das can be naita. A person has the choice, and the das can be drawn towards the side of ra, in which case it's just gaiva and kaz and litzalus and so on of the Nefesh HaBahamas, which of course are terribly, terribly destructive midas. Now, in order to bring about this tikkun, we learned last week, in order to begin working on the tikkun, we have to get to the shayrish of the problem. And the shayrish is not the midah itself, but rather the shayrish of the midah is the yesod. What's the yesod? So we were taught in the very, very beginning of time, the Sefer Yetzirah, that there are four yesodis: Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar, fire, air, wind, water, and earth. Those are the yesodis. As Rabbi Chaim Vital explains, it's discussed at the beginning of Tanya, those are the Shorshei Hamidas, the Shorshei Hamidas. All of the work that we do, reading all kinds of beautiful Svarim, is like spackling the surface of a much deeper issue. We're spackling the walls of our lives. Here, there emerged in my life this temper that I have. It turns out that I never realized until I had a child that I thought I had a problem with my temper, or until I was married, or both. Turns out that I now realize that when it comes to laziness, that I'm not as much of a zaris as I thought that I was, and so on. So these are stains that surface in our lives. Mostly what we've been taught to do is to just try to cover the spackle and to move on. We read some etzes and we try to find out some good things, which are, of course, helpful and can be very, very useful in dealing with these monsters that haunt us throughout our lives. But these are only anofim. These are branches or even leaves, fruits that are growing from someplace much deeper. And in all of Rav Schwartz's form, he's begging us to try to understand the Torah's way of understanding what a Jew is. Of course, there's modern therapy and so on and so forth, and there's great chachma out there, but a Jew has to understand what he is, who he is, Batson. So in order for us to be able to be mesaken be'emes amida, any of the midas, we have to be able to be metapel in the shayrish. We have to get to the root, the yesod. The yesod brings us to those four yesodas of Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar. That's what we have to work on. I mean, each of the yesodas is going to have a sefer, more than one sefer. There's only chilek aleph of yesod Afar. There's one sefer that he has, which sort of introduces all of the yesodas. But here, we're going to be focusing on the yesod Afar. But we're not done yet learning the Hakdama, to be able to know what a yesod is. So on page Vav on the bottom, Reishis Nadgish. Because remember, we see the external manifestation. Like we see the nega. We see the nega on the wall. But the yesod is ne'elam. The yesod is hidden. So for that we need to use not only our understanding of Torah, but we need to use our kar hadimin, our imagination, to enter into the world of the yesod, way, way beneath the surface of who we are. Reishis Nadgish. First, we have to emphasize that when we're talking about the four yesodas, so first, let's make it clear. We're not talking about four yesodas kivyachal of Hashem. Al af shagam klapav yizbarach nemu lefachos chelik pet zayin, chelik ma yesodas. Even though we do find in Tanakh, in many places, we do find some of the yesodas being used in reference to Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem lekecha eish eichlahu. We find that Hashem describes himself kivyachal as a consuming fire. So we find the yesod of eish, or ruach Hashem, and so on. We do find this. V'chein al zeh aderach. Ata einen medarim klal lebebay erlim ulogim b'day. So we're not talking about Hashem. I'm not talking about the midas of Hashem when we discuss the yesodas. K'may chein einen medarim. And we're also not talking about the four spiritual yesodas of Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar of the Neshama, of the Nefesh, of the Kis, which also there is what to talk about. Ne'er Hashem, Nishmas Adam, and Fayim, and so on. But that's not what we're talking about. Medabram al avaydas hamidas ashayeches la'odem achomri. We're talking about us as human beings, with the nefesh of the kis is mislabish, in the guf, the nefesh of Bahamas. We're talking about the nefesh of Bahamas and the guf. Hanimsa neshama b'soy guf. That's what we're talking about. Hisham ha'avayda hi be'esh ruach ma'im and offer ha'shiyachim lo'olam ha'chomri ha'navshi. And therefore, when we're talking about the nefesh of Bahamas and the guf, we're discussing the four yesaidas mamish. These four yesaidas as they relate to this life in the guf. Yeshnam eish ruach mayim v'offer oid yoseh shvelam. We're also not going to be talking about eish ruach mayim and offer that on a lower level, which means what? Ha'offer shalav doich. I'm not talking about the dirt that we walk on. Ha'mayim sh'oisim sh'oisim, or the water that we're drinking. Or ha'ruach sh'oisim agishim, or the breeze, the wind that we feel. Ve'eish shal yodim v'vashim. We're not talking about the fire that's used for cooking. Eilo arbi yisoidis ha'chayim ha'mamash. So we're not talking about arbi yisoidis that are m'gans and rochniyistik yisoidis. And we're not talking about arbi yisoidis that are altogether chumiyistik yisoidis of this world. That's science. That's the knowledge of this world. We're not talking about that. Eilo arbi yisoidis ha'chayim ha'mamash. Abhem v'adei in anos, we're not Isaac in that. Everything that exists is composed of the four yesaidas, of different combinations. Eish ruach mayim v'ofer. Kol dover yesh bo chamimus. Everything that exists has some warmth to it, energy, warmth. Yesh bo tnuah, because it moves, right? So there's warmth, there's energy, there's fire. Yesh bo leichus ukrirus. Everything has moisture, coldness. V'yesh bo yitzivus, has a structure, a certain structure, which is offer. Everything has. Elo arbis yisaydoisof. B'shulchan b'kisos, the table and the chairs, b'chol davish lefaneinu, and everything that's in front of us, t'munim arbi yisaydis elo. There are hidden the four yisaydis. Of course, chemically, they're divided into many different categories. Avlob is asking it, but that's not our esek here. That's not science. Oiskim ba'arbi yisaydis ha'nefesh. We're oisek with the arbi yisaydis ha'nefesh. This is what our life is about. The yisaydis ha'nefesh, that's in between the absolute chaymer, physical reality, and spiritual reality. There's that in-between world of nefesh guf. Nefesh guf. This is a whole altogether different system. The most basic definition of the yisaidis, as we're taught, is as follows. Tchunas ha'esh, the svarim, see the Ramak and the Gro and the Medrash Nelam and so on. The Svarim tell us that the essential tchuna, quality of Eish, qualities of Eish, is Chama v'Yivesha. It's heat, it's warmth, and it's dry. It dries. Eish dries everything up. Tchuna Saruach, the tchuna of air, of wind, is chama, heat, but velecha, but with moisture, with humidity. Tchunas hamayim, karim velachem, cold and moist, water, cold and moist. Tchunas ha'ofar, and the tchuna of ofar, of dirt, is kar, cold, v'yavesh, and dry. Nimtza efo, comes out is shall av sheyeshnam arbi yisaydos, that even though we have four yisaydos, ach arbi yisaydos elu mischalkam lishnei koiches, but we see that they're defined based upon two koiches, chayim ulumaskar, heat as opposed to cold, and lach and moist ulumas yavesh as opposed to dry. Elohein Hagdoros Shalei Yisoides. These are the Hagdoros of the Yisoides that's found in the Kadmon. Kol Dover Bonui Besoid HaHafachim. Everything in this world is built, is constructed based upon the Soid, the secret or the mystery of opposites. Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. All that exists is in such a way of opposites. Tov Hu Heipach HaRa V'Ra Hu Heipach HaTov. Good is the opposite of evil. Evil is the opposite of good. Kol Ma'a Shebaruch Hu L'Shebaruch Hu B'Lomoy Hu B'Bchinas Zelu Ma'zeh Oseh Elokim. That's in all of creation. As it says in the Pasuk, in Kehelos, Zelu Ma'zeh Oseh Elokim. For everything like this, there's the opposite. And that's how everything exists. Through these polar opposing forces, that's how all of existence, that's how all of existence is. Dover V'Hipuchai. If there's a koach of chom, of heat in the world, it must be that yelu masai koach shel kar. There must be an opposing force of cold. Ha'esh peishches chama, fire is hot, and hamayim and water is cold. Im yesh koach shel yovesh, if there's a koach of dryness in the world, yelumosai koach shel eichus. Lumasai is a koyach of moisture, of wetness. Ha'ofar yovesh, ha'ruach lacha. Shnei shoshe ha'yisaydes. Now the two basic shiroshim of the yisaydes are eish and mayim, fire and water. Eish is chama v'yavesha, hot and dry. V'hamayim, lachim v'karim, moist and cold. Haruach v'ha'ofer, and this is very, very important. Haruach v'ha'ofer, air and earth, lumazais, kol echad mehem lokeach tchuna achas mehaesh v'tchuna achas mehamayim. The two basics are, the two extreme polar ends of the spectrum are, of course, fire and water. Those are the two extremes. Ruach and Ofer take from each. Haruach v'ha'ofer lumazayis kalachim am lakech t'chuna achas me'esh v'tchuna achas me'hamayim. Hamayim b'yisaydim hem karim v'lachim. Water is cold and wet, moist. And bo yisayda ofer v'lokech misham esak kar. So the Yisod HaOfer has the quality of kor, of coldness. Umei ha'esh hu lokech es hayovesh. But Ofer, so Ofer takes this quality of coldness from water, but it takes the quality of dryness from fire. V'chein l'hebech b'yisod ha'ruach. And by Yisod ha'ruach is the opposite. Mi Yisod ha'esh hu lokech es hachamimus. So Ruach takes from the Yisod HaEish, the Chamimus, the warmth, the energy. From Yisod HaMayim, and Ruach takes the moisture, the humidity, it takes from the Yisod of Mayim. Ulam beprotus yoyser hagdoros hadvarim hi. Shoresh hachoyim be'esh, in a general way, the root of all heat, of all energy, is fire. Shoresh hakar, and the root of coldness, is b'mayim. Shoresh ha'leichus b'ruach, and shoresh ha'yovesh is b'ofer. And the shoresh of leichus is in the ruach, and the shoresh of yovesh, of dryness, is in the ofer. Roim eifo, shlo l'kol achad me'arbas ha'yosaydis yeis tfisa la'atzmai. Not every one of the four yosaydis has its own separate and unique identity. We have the two that are opposites, fire and water. Those are mamish. Each one has its own stults, its own self. It's opposite from the other. Fire and water, which can never ever get along with each other, which we'll talk about in a minute. Fire and water can never get along with each other because they don't share anything. They're mamish opposites. The qualities are all the qualities are opposed to each other. When it comes to fire and water, the heat and the dryness and the coldness and the moisture, everything is opposite. So fire and water. Those are two. Yeshnam shnei koyches shehim dover v'hipuchai, eish v'amai. Then we have oid shnei koyches emsoim, but then we have the interesting other two koyches, haruach v'ha'ofar, ruach and ofar, shehim be'etzem nekudas achibur shel amayim v'eish. They make it possible for there to be a connection, a relationship between mayim and eish. They can facilitate that relationship because they share a quality of each of those elements. Im dechaber eish umayim v'vasachas, if you would try to put together fire and water, lo yuchlu shneim l'skayim. There are marriages like that that can't work out. Lo yuchlu shneim l'skayim. Fire and water together doesn't go. Eish umayim yigbru, either the water will become stronger, miyichabu esayish, and will extinguish the fire, or she'esh dechaber, or the fire will be stronger, v'tiyavish esayim, will dry out the water. Evaporate the water. Loshna Rabbi Seinu Tomid Kishaboyim Lahagda Dovi Vipuchai. In the Loshna Chazal, when they want to tell us two opposites that Mamish can't get together, Maskim is Eish Vamai. They always use that example of fire and water. Dugum Lakarti Vichazal, and I do him Shamayim, that the word Shamayim is in Loshna Eish Shamayim. And only Hekash Baruch Hu could do such a thing. Shamayim is not possible. Eish Shamayim is Eish Shalom Vimayimov. The Baruch Shalom could do such a thing, but we're not capable of bringing together alone these two opposites of fire and water. Can't be. It's a dover v'yipucha. Shemaim's dover v'yipucha. It's eich b'emes nitan l'hachil eich shemaim kech. It's a house attack if possible to join together. I mean, eich shemaim, we have it in our body. In every body, there's eich and there's maim. They're two opposites. So how's that possible? Reshu l'kimas ha-shemaim v'esaretz. How's that possible? How do we join these two together? They can't come together. It's dover v'yipucha. The teretz is im lo yisaydis habeinayim. If we didn't have the intermediary yisaydis, meaning the yisaydis of avir and afar, that have a common denominator of each of eish and mayim, right? That share a common denominator of each of those. Im lo yisaydis habeinayim hanayim mikolachad mehafachim tchuna achas. That takes one of the tchunas from each of the of eish and mayim yisayd. It says in your Sefer, you said ha'ofer, shnait l'sachayim, and that's a mistake. It should say, you said ha'ovir, ruach. You said ha'ruach, shnait l'sachayim meha'esh, v'salechus meha'mayim, that's ruach, it's a mistake. Ruach takes chayim, energy from fire, and moisture, humidity from the water, that's ruach. Or you said ha'ofer, shnait l'sayayivish min ha'esh, the yisod of ofer takes yayivish min ha'esh, that takes dryness, of course, from the fire. There's a kriyus and the coldness from water. It would be impossible to have a world. It would be impossible to exist because the yisaydis of Eish and Mayim cannot be bridged unless we would have those two intermediaries of Ovir, of Ruach, and of Ofer. If creation would be built upon the two yisaydis of Eish and Mayim Bilvad, there would be constantly at war with each other, opposed to each other. The world couldn't exist. And when there's such a state, God forbid, in a person's soul, the person cannot be normal, can't be healthy, can't exist. It could be a chal ruach, it could be somebody that's not well. We'll talk about that. Haruach yichal lizbol l'sayish. The fact that ruach yichola lizbol asayish, right? The fact that ruach is able to coexist, not only to coexist with fire, but to actually increase fire, to give more life to fire, is because they share something in common. They share that chom, they share that warmth, that heat, that energy. Air, oxygen also, there's energy, and fire's energy. So, haruach yichol as well as ha'esh. Chelik midini nezikin, ha'shilib v'lib sa'aruach. Of course, one of the types of nezikin is when the wind is causing the fire to spread. And that's they get along with each other, ruach and ha'esh. Because they have that chamimas, that energy. Ruach Malichas Eish. Therefore, Ruach is Malichas Eish. It causes it to become more inflamed. Because the Yesod, because that presence of warmth, of fire in the air, of energy in the air, Motza Minas Mino, it finds the Yesod, the Eish, the fire, the Eish. And then the fire becomes explosive. But what's fascinating is that Ruach, which gets along with Eish, can also be along with Mayim, which is obvious. That's how clouds are created. Again, because Ruach has also this quality of leichus, of moisture. So when it meets up with water, there's a shidduch, there's a zivik. Eish and Mayim, there's no zivik. But Ruach is a zivik. Mayim kashim avim saim l'maisa. That's the clouds are the air, wind with water. As a shidduch, we have clouds. Hari sharuach yichayil et starf l'eish, will et starf l'mayim. So Ruach can be comfortable, can be in a shidduch together with either eish or with mayim. So Ruach is going to be therefore a key, pivotal tool that we have in Tikkun HaMidos, as we'll see that with Ruach and with Ofer, because it makes shalom. It makes shalom. Shalom with the shalom the shleimus. Ruach has the ability to make shalom between Eish and Mai. Hesha Ruach yichayil letzdarif l'Eish letzdarif l'Mai. V'chein al zeh derech b'yisad Ofer. Same thing with Yisad Ofer. B'koychel letzdarif l'Mai. V'gan letzdarif l'Eish. Same thing with Ofer. It can be in a shidduch together with Mayim, obviously, that's used for building and for this world and so on, and it's also mitzdarif to Eish. That's how things are built by that tziruv of earth and fire. Page Tess, Harish Shnei Yisoidus Eilut, Haruach v'Ha'afar. So these two Yisoidus, Ruach and Afar, Mechad Shem Lanokaycha Shel Tziruv Hamidus. You look at the Mo'ari Naim there in Matais, you see there something very beautiful. So, these two yesoides of Ruach and Afar are machadesh in the world, in existence, in the nefesh, a koach of tziruf, of chibur, of integration, of connection and attachment. Navius advarim shi yosev rum. Let's try to clarify this more. Mahi mida toiva, mahi mida ra. What does it mean, a mida toiva? And what's a midah? And what's a midah ra? B'tchilas devareinu bi'arnu, shemidah tayva. At the beginning, we learned that a midah tayva, Hagdaros is defined, shehi minuseves l'malkam ha'tayv. That is directed towards tayv. When kas or gaiva or whatever, when any is taken up by the das and drawn towards good, we learn that that's a midah taiva. A midah ra, and we learn that a midah ra is hagderas shehi minuseves l'makom hara. That it follows a path that leads to ra. Zu hagdara nechayma klolus moedah. That's correct, but very general. But now that we're entering more into the pnimius of the sugi of the yisaidis, which are the shiroshim of the midas, according to what we're learning now, mida toive in yana shebekoichel hetstarif mahamida haafachisla. Now we're going to learn a lot about this. It's going to become very, very simple and clear. In the beginning, it sounds new, it's different. But we'll see. Rav Schwartz explains that. In truth, what a midah taiva is that it's a midah that has the ability to be mitzdarif mahamida ha-hafachisla. It's a midah that has the ability to enter into a zivig, a shidduch, with its opposite. That's a midah taiva. Midah ra, what's a midah ra? In yana, she'eni yecharlo letztarif in mahamida ha-hafachisla, it does not allow, it does not permit, it will absolutely not see things in such a way that are opposed to it. Mahamida ha-hafachisla cannot be in such cannot coexist with the Midah Avachasla. That's called the Midah Ruah. Nitan Dugma Midah Chazal, Nagela Midah Shalokim. I use an example from Chazal, just been a Gaya to Midah Hamalkam of Hashem. Al Apostik Idos Hashem Yir, Vigil Barad, it's a famous Drosh of Chazal. Apostik says on the one hand, Idos Hashem Yir, to serve Hashem with fear. But then it says Vigil Barad. But to, it says, and rejoice in trembling. So the pasuk is a paradox. Rejoicing and trembling, fear and joy, gila barada, chazal, of course, dashen, b'makom gila, sham tehe ra'ada. That in the place of joy, there must also be trembling. That's what the Gemara is. The Gemara doesn't say that exact lashon. That's the lashon of the Yalkut. B'makom gila, sham tehe ra'ada. What is that shidduch between gila and ra'ada? Gila is joy, it's a very extreme feeling of joy, and ra'ada is a very extreme feeling of terror, of pachad. Now we know that generally we don't feel those two coexisting within us. We either feel joyful, something, we feel gewaldig, or we feel frightened or something, or we feel yira. So my inyan shemokam gila davka sham tehei ra'ada. Nemar b'karach b'yurim rabim. There are many, many explanations of this. Umashnagel in yaneinu. What we're learning is this. Kol yisaydin shalmidas tayvus shein yichaylus letztayif el hafchan. The whole yisayd of midas tayvus is that they are willing and able to be mitztayif to the opposite, to its opposite. Aisa Shalom b'mraimav. Aisa Shalom b'mraimav. The Hashem Zbaruch makes Shalom. Ma'al HaShalom b'mraimav. What does it mean that Hashem Zbaruch makes Shalom in his higher place, in Shemayim? Ma'al Shalom b'mraimav. Aimer Rabbi Seinu, Shesham Ha'esh V'amayim Mistarif Mahadavi. That this is Midah of Hashem. That in Hashem's place, Eish and Mayim are Mistarif Mahadavi. Well, the Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga that we often talk about, Tisha B'Av, B'mistarim Tivka Nafshi, that the Gemara says that Hashem has one place, a chamber where he cries, and there's another place where he's always v'chadva, where he's always happy. Right? These things we find in Chazal about Hashem. That always v'chadva b'mkaymai, but then it says B'mistarim Tivka Nafshi, Hashem's crying. Either he's happy or he's crying. And the Zohar Kodesh says that there's such a thing with about a Jew, that there's b'chiyat tekiyah mitzvah d'libadah, that one side of the heart of a Jew is crying, and the other side of the heart of the Jew is laughing. There's such a koyach of tziruv, of chibur, between two opposites. Now I shall be reminded of Eimim Rabbi Seinu, Shesham Ha'ish V'amayim, it's Tarif Ma'adali. Luma Zayis, Kan Ba'olam Hazeh, Ein Shalom. In this world, this is a world where there isn't shalom. Shalom al-Amar al-Yibar, shekulam achleikis. When it came to the creation of man, you remember that the Chazal tells the Midah of Shalom jumped out and said, you're going to create man? The Malach, whatever, the Midah of Shalom said, you're going to create man? He's kulam achleikis. It's kulam achleikis. His metzias are achleikis. Because he cannot bridge the opposites. He can't make shalom. Aisa Shalom is Bimroimov. Supposedly Yasa Shalom Yas Yashalom Alayim. But the Midah of Shalom of Shleimus Tain is that human beings incapable of doing such a thing. He's incapable of making such a chibur within himself. It's either this or it's that. He can't do such a thing. It's machlaikas. So if I don't see things the way that you see things, it's something that's irresolvable. It's irreconcilable. Umayim achleike sheyesh nakan, sheyesh v'hamayim, ha'ofer v'ruach, ein mitzayif ma'yisom yachdav. The truth is that if it was just eish and mayim, like shemayim, like a human being can't do that. There's a famous word from Rav Moshe Benet. They said, the Gemara says that harayah kib d'kleir b'cholom. The Gemara says in brachas, if you see a pot in a dream, yitzapel l'shalom, then you should expect that there'll be shalom in your life. So Moshe Benet said, because the pot makes shalom between the fire and the water. Because you cook something, you know, if you use the fire and the water together, you make shalom. That's a sweet vibe. But the emes is that, that without the tziruf, without a chibur, okay, so the pot comes from Yisoid HaRafel Maisa. It's true. But if you wouldn't have the pot, which is the Yisoid HaRafel, you can't have water with fire, it's greatness. So the taina that is kulam achleikas means that without offer, without ruach, so eish and mayim can't be. It can only be when there's ruach and offer, because they have the tchunas that can connect the whole ma'areches together. But without that, it's opposites. Can't be. Bitamze gamvim roimim. It's the malachim, ain't me this rose. So we understand that by the malachim, there's no issue of midas rose. In the minum, in the sifta, the rakia, in the besamedrash, and shemayim with the malachim, and so on. There's no advertisement for, you know, you come to us, you'll have good midas. You know, if you come to our mesifta here in shemayim, you'll have good midas. We work on midas, tikkun on midas. There's no midas rose in shemayim. Rak b'kerav yoshvei haaretz. Here in this world, kayomus amidus arose. This is a world of machlekes amidus arose. Shkein mida ra in yonish lenitin l'tzar fel hafcha. Because mida ra means when you have not fused, you have not integrated and joined two opposites together. And shemaim is asher shalom remoyo. But in this world, this is our bechira, this is our struggle. A midah tayve is taka, the person is successful. And those we do have the yisod ha'ofer and the yisod ha'ruach, and we can. And therefore, we can be mezgabrin, we can work on our midas, and we could be people with midas tayves. There could be a tziruf, there could be a chibur with the opposite, within ourselves and with other people as well. There could be a tziruf and a chibur. But shemayim, shesham esh v'mayim mitzurafim. But in shemayim, this is already all mitzuraf. The fact is that in Shemayim, Eish and Mayim are together. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was nice to say those two opposites together. So you're talking to Yushal Midas Ros. There can't be anything with Midas Ros in Shemayim, Malachim, and so on. And with the Nefesh HaKis also. The Nefesh HaKis is a slice of, it's a chelik elokami malos. They can't be Midas Ros. Aval kan ba'aretz, however, in this world, in nature, Eish and Mayim do not coexist. They cannot get along. And therefore, it's also the Midas Nefesh Adam, Eish v'Mayim, Heim Shnei Hafachim, She'enim Etzdar from Ha'adadi. That simply cannot join together. And from here comes the Musag of Midas Rose, which we're going to see how that plays out in a very practical and simple way as we get to the beyond the Hakdama. That's Midas Ros, page Yud. Munachas kan havona amuka ubesisis ma'oid. We have now just seen an extremely deep and basic Hakdara of Midas Tovus and Midas Ros. But Pashtus, in a simple way, Magdir Adam, if you ask a person, what is a Midas Ros? What does that mean, Midas Ros? Pashtus magdir adam midera, mida sheyesh b'hashchasa, ashlechta mida. It's a mida that has hashchasa, a mida that is with this distortion and ugliness. I'm lazy. I'm temperamental. Sheyesh b'chayser hatava. I'm not good. I'm not kind. Kina. I'm jealous. Kaz and so on. That's midera. That's any person you ask, even Talmud Chacham. That's the answer. Umida taiva, shibem tzuusa hu oizel azulas. Oh, I have mida taiva. I try to help people. Maybe tell us kol shilachem. I try to be of benefit to other people, and so on and so forth. That's how we always learn the simple pshat. What it means, mida taiva, mida ra, mida taiva. Kol hagdos halal nechaynis. Of course, it's not wrong. There's something good that's being expressed. There's a mida taiva that's being expressed. When you're helping somebody, there's something bad that's being expressed when you yell at somebody. That's true. Kol hagdara is halal l'chaynis. Aval hagdara habesisis, but the essential hagdara, b'musag midat tayva, what is a midat tayva? Umidara hi acheres. That's not it. Nice or not nice, like in a little child's composition. That's not it. Kshem siachasim l'midas atzman. When we talk about and we try to relate to the midas, the lo havanas hayisaidis, without understanding eish, mayim, ruach, and ofer, without understanding the yisaidis, eich nagdir mahi mida toiva mahi mida ra. How could we possibly define what's a mida toiva and a mida ra? Tolu. Imishtamashti bar letzad hatoiv. The only way I could define it is if imishtamashti bar letzad hatoiv, if I use something in a good way, kagan gaiva dikdush, like we learned last week. So if I learn pride, if I talk about gaiva dikdush and I use pride, gaiva in a positive way, he toiva. And if he used it in a bad way, it's done as gaiva, then it's arrogance and conceit. But all of that, even though it's all true, but still that's the anafim, that's the world of the branches, that's not the sharash. But if we move over and we try to grasp, to understand, not the anof, not from the branches, but the shirash and the roots. Me'amidus liyasoidus atzma, to get to the yasoidus themselves. Eish ruach maim ofer, shom kvar mevinim es shere shehamidus, shem, mida hayoid says mitziruv shal eish umayim, hi mida toiva. Where there's a mida that comes as out, by integrating, by a fusion, a joining together of eish umayim, that is a mida toiva. Mida yaitz mi pirushal eshumayim. Any mida that is an expression or a manifestation of a pirud, of a disengagement, a separation, a fight of eshumayim, that's a mida ra. Whenever there's a tziruf, it's a mida toiva. Whenever there's a pirud, it's a mida ra. We don't understand exactly how that works the ma'isa. We're going to learn. Om Rabbi Shimon bar Chalafta. This is the end of Shas. There's only one kli that is machzik bracha. Only one kli that is able to be the container, to be able to hold together, to contain bracha, bracha toiv and bracha, and that is the end of Shas, is Shalom. Shalom. Ma'akli masik brach. What is this? Kli masik brach. Midoisev shal odom, hem akelim shebehem es kabla es kol hasagaisav. How kelim are our midas? The midas which we perceive the world, we engage with the world, we react, we relate, we respond. Those are the midas. Those are our kelim. Im akelim him b'chinas kli masik bracha. If the kelim of our midas are in the b'china in that way of kli masik bracha, shu shalom, with this tziruf and this chibur between eish and mayim. Harei shakol ma sheyachnis ha'odim b'seich oisei kli, whatever a person brings into his life, it will only express even greater shleimus. It will only bring to more and more shleimus. So even though the person, let's say, God, was going through a tzara. So tzara, like now, let's say somebody's acting terribly, terribly temperamental, and he's very difficult. And so then you say, what's with you? So he says, I'm going through terrible stress, right? That's the. So now he says, okay. Sorry, it should be good. So the kli has received his kli has received a tsar. The tsar is his business fell apart, his marriage fell apart, whatever, God forbid. So this kli has received something which in of itself is terrible. If the person is in a place of shalom, of shleimus, if a person is in a place of Isa Shalom, of this Tziruf that we're talking about between Eish and Mayim, the fact that he goes through this difficulty is Einkli Masik Baruch Hu Yisrael Halal Shalom. Not only does he survive the difficulty, but he becomes a stronger and greater person as a result of it. It's Machzik Brach. Everything that a person goes through in life can either be Machzik Brach or it could destroy him. Big things, obviously, are more, can be more devastating. But if the person is a Kli Machzik Brach, Im HaKelem Hem Bechnis Kli Machzik Brach, Shul Shalom, Eishu Kol Mashi Yachnis, Adam Bezerha Yisakli, Kol Mashi Yachnis. Whatever you put into that Kli, whatever you put into the Kli, Yesholem, Kiu Nimse Besar Kli Shal Shal. Whatever you put into that Kli, it adds to the beauty, into the charm, into the grace, into the greatness of that person. Because it's a Kli Mazik Brocha, because it's a Kli of Shalom. Of Eishan, it brings together, it's Mitzarev, Eishan Mai. Av Ima Kli Hu Kli Sheinenu Shal Shalom. But if the Kli is a Kli, Sheinenu Shal Shalom, Eliklisha Machlaikis, that's what Machlaikis is the most destructive of all Midas, it's the most destructive. You could have the most beautiful yeshiva, the most beautiful shul, you could have the most beautiful family, but if it's Machlaikis, if the Eish and Mayim, there's no Tekoch HaTzirif between the Eish and Mayim, it could be the different characters in the shul, the different characters in the family, if those are not, if there's no Koch HaChibur and Tzirif of those characters in the family or characters in the yeshiva and the shul, it's not only that it's not going to be, not only that it's not going to be better, it's going to be a churban, mamash a churban. Kol mashi chaneis l'taychai yeshoni b'machlaikas. Because in that kli, which is a tzerochna kli, the kli which is not mitzarif, eish and mayim, everything's going to be machlaikas. In the family of the husband and wife, anything is machlaikas. It doesn't have to be like something deep or important. They could fight about chayes. They could fight about vanilla and chocolate. Because I remember such a mice many years ago, in a bungalow colony, and the family in those old bungalows, you heard everything. So the bungalow next to us was such a fight between. My wife was there for 3 hours trying to make shalom. I just ran away to the shul. There was such a crazy thing going on because he brought her back the wrong flavor ice cream, and we were already married for 7 years. You don't know what kind of ice cream I like. And she threw it at him, and it was a whole thing. It was mamash a whole crazy. For chocolate or vanilla. it's machlaikas. Machlaikas. Everything's machlaikas. Kol mashi konza tayich yashoni machlaikas. Him came. Mashin is barad hashta. She is soida midas and it grows midas taivas. But we learned it now that the yisod of what's called a mida taiva or midas taivas is hutsiruv shal mida the mida acheris is when two midas that normally would not have a shaykhis with each other, can't get along with each other, are brought together. There's a tziruv and there's a chibur. That's midah taiva. Yisoid hamidas hanekros midas rose, and the yisoid of midas rose, who what hafrodas hamidas achas merusa, is when there's a period, a separation, when the eish and the mayim go at it, fighting, and at war with each other, and the ovir and the offer are not being mitzarif machaber, eish and mayim. Lashon Rabbi was saying adam sukan nekro adam shalom. Chazal referred to a person of Gvaldige Midas, an Adam Shalim. Mishum Shekol Mohusan Shalamidas, Hotziruf Mida Achas Lecherita. Because in the Adam Shalim, it's not that he's just like this or just like that. The Shlemus of an Adam Shalim is that there's a Tziruf of his Midas, one with the other. That balance, that symmetry, that wholeness and wholesomeness of an Adam Shalom. Adam Shalom who zesha kol midaisav mitzurafos umuchados. It's a person whom all of his midas are together, are meuchados, are unified, are one. Now, chedelet sarv shnei koiches ahadadi. In order to join together two koiches, sarv shakol koich v'koich la'atzmi yibar v'yadu. You first have to understand each of the koiches. Mahi mohusa v'hagderosa. If you want to be able to help the husband and the wife who are having a machlaikas, you need to understand in a very clear way what's the mahus of this person to the best of your ability, and what's the mahus of the other person. If you want to make a shidduch, you have to understand. If you want to join together two things, you have to understand what's the mahus of these two. Mai mahus of agderasa, tzar gam shiyad bor. You have to also understand what is the point of disagreement. It couldn't be about the flavor of the ice cream. There's something much deeper, right? So we have to understand what is on his mind, what's on her mind. Who is he and who is she? And then we have to try to understand what is it that's conflicting here between the two of them. What are their odds at? If you're going to sit there arguing about ice cream for two, then you're a bigger idiot than they are. It's not about ice cream. There's something they're at odds about. Something. There's something that they're the Eishanayim. The ice cream is just an arskite. It's something underneath. If you want to be mechaber, you have to be mevar. Who is he and who is she? And then what's the steer? What's the point of steera? Mayim huza tzara gam shi yibara b'mes soysa karek zel chaver. What are they soysa of each other? And then it's possible with the koch of Ovir, of Ruach, and of Ofer, it's possible to be Mitzarev Beneim. Kolzman, you see that the shalom that was made with the Saita, I'm just putting this in, it's not for just the Gemara described in the Saita, how the shalom was made from the Ofer of the Mishkan, between the husband, the Saita, the wife that was suspected of being unfaithful to the husband. It was a ruach shtus, and the offer, it's all. So I'll get to it maybe a different time. Kolzman shle barshel, kol kerech v'kerech la'atzmai mahu. Kolzman, that we don't understand, what is this kerech? We don't know what each kerech is. L'bar mahin tchunaysav, I don't know what the tchunas are of this kerech. What does it mean? What is the yisayt ha'esh? What is the yisayt ha'mai? What does it mean offer? What does it mean ruach? What is it? But mehu saisel is a loss. How are they different? How are they different? The Eish and the Mayim. How are they different? Raz bevada shle bor echnit l'tzar v'shnei akoiches bevad zachas, then you certainly cannot, you can't figure out how to bring them together, to mitzarev them, to join them together. Achdei l'tzarevam, in order to be mitzarev them, koidim tzarech lahav and it's astira. Koidim, you have to understand what the astira is, what's the difference between the two yisaydas. Achdei lahav and it's astira, this of course is the inyan amun, in marriage and with children and with friends and within ourselves. In order to understand the stira, for a person feels within himself, ain't shalom batzamayim. I'm at war with myself, like Rabbi Nachman says. He speaks about oneself and then the family and the whole world. I'm with myself. Ein shalom atzonai. In myself, I have a milchama. There's a stira that's cooking inside of me. You have to understand first, what's the mohus of each kach, of each yisav? What's the mohus? And then once you're able to understand the mahus of each karach, then to understand what's the stira, what conflict is here, then nitan liyashva, then there could be a resolution, ulitzarev b'neim, by using the karach of avir, of ruach, and of afar, to be mitzarev b'neim, to make it siruf, and to make shalom within oneself, and between these two people, and b'chla, what Mashiach is going to do with the world. Yifrach b'yam of tzaddik, Rav Shalom Adli Ereach. He says in the pasuk there that the whole nevuah from Yaakov Avinu is, you see, is Ka'afa Ha'aretz, and Bechlal, what that means with the earth and the Yisod of Afa. There's a lot to run ahead, but only then can there be a yishuv of the stira. When we understand the mahus of each kar, then how can we bring balance and integration using the kaiches of avir, of ruach, and of ofer? So Be'ez Hashem, will continue next week. Continue next week, and we're going to start the work. Be'ez Hashem on ofer very soon. Okay.